This is Dr. Ali dictating his physical patient name. Stephen, S-T-E-V-E-N, Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A. Date of birth, 11-2-1959. This is a 63-year-old female. She was admitted to MedStar Hospital. She has diabetes, osteoarthritis, and recent right knee pain required steroid injection. She came to the emergency room with the right knee pain, Frankenscare Hospital, dysuria for 2 weeks. Patient was noted to be tachycardic, has a temperature, and also CRP was more than 200. Patient was evaluated in the ED. WBC count was 14,000, RSV negative. Patient COVID-19 influenza negative. Chest X-ray unremarkable. Because of tachycardia, they did CT angiogram. There was no evidence of PE, but she has a left thyroid nodule. X-ray of the right knee done showed osteoarthritis and effusion. No fracture. CT scan abdomen, no evidence of kidney stone or hydronephrosis. Patient started an IV vancomycin zosyn empirically, broad spectrum IV antibiotic, urine culture, blood culture done, Columbac E. coli, antibiotic switch to IV ceftriaxone, ID recommended to switch to PO Duracef to complete 14 days course, PTOT done, they recommended subacute rehab, and subsequently patient was sent to the subacute rehab at Franklin Wood Genesis. At present, when I saw the patient today, she's doing well. She has a physical therapy done. She has some pain and aches in the knee, but no fever, no chills, no nausea, no vomiting. Past medical history, diabetes mellitus type 2, osteoarthritis, dyslipidemia, hypertension, BJD, thyroid nodule. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 500 mg 2 tablet TID, aspirin 81 mg daily, Cefadroxil, C-E-F-A-D-R-O-X-I-L, Cefadroxil, 500 mg BID for 7 more days, Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A, 10 mg daily, Gabapentin, 300 mg TID, Dispro insulin, 14 units of insulin with each meal 3 times a day, Levothyroxine 100 mcg daily, Metformin 500 mg daily, Nifedipine XL 60 mg BID, Pioglitazone 15 mg daily, Ruvastatin 40 mg daily, Semaglutide 14 mg PO tablet daily. Social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. Ruha system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ear disease congestion, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal, right knee pain, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no urinary, no paradipsia, no heat, cold, tolerance. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, time free. She is lying on the bed, no acute distress. Blood pressure 144/80, pulse 90, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, head rate mac tamukhale cardiogenic taric, neck supple no GVD, chest non tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS 2, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowels on past two extremities, right knee some tenderness, but there is no erythema. No calf tenderness, good repeater pulses bilateral. Neuro, she's awake, alert, rent attempt 3 and cooperative. Lab done while she's in the rehab. Sodium level 144, potassium 3.3, Colorado 108, BUN-14 Caddy 1.08, WBC count 10.5, Magnum 12, Medical 38.8, glucose level 192. Assessment and plan, patient is admitted, deconditioning with the DJD and the right knee pain. Next line, severe sepsis, secondary to E. coli bacteremia. Number 3, UTI. Number 4, acute hypoxic respiratory failure present at admission was attributed to sepsis. Bracket improved, not requiring oxygen. AKI with CKD, thyroid nodule, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, generalized weakness. Plan of care will continue our current medication, monitor diabetes closely, adjust medication if needed, follow up lab electrolyte, care plan discuss with the patient and also with the nursing staff. Code status discussed with the patient. Patient is full code at present.